Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Hello, once again with me, Esther, formerly Sipati Mkheti Mkwanazi. May the Lord bless you right here on Radio Pulpit, your companion in a surge for meaning. You found it on 657 AM. May the Lord bless you, mind, body, soul, spirit, joints, and marrow. May He bless your family, that you all one spirit, mind, body, soul, spirit, joints, and marrow, in seeking God, in seeking the Most High God. May you locate your position if you haven't, and if you've fallen, may you stand up and bow and kneel only before the Most High God. May He give you grace to know when you are doing wrong and not justify sin like King Saul did. In Jesus' name, I pray for you. May you stay true to Him. May you pray for other saints. Pray for us too. The Lord bless you. And declare blessings on us too. Your blessings increases as you bless others. Did you know that? The Bible says even if you bless your enemies, even if you forgive your enemies, that's when your blessings increase. And we know that. We are in the end times. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon. And the book of Daniel chapter 12 talks about gross darkness shall cover the earth. Gross darkness shall cover the earth. But he also says those who are of righteousness shall shine like the stars. May you be at a position where you understand that you have to sharpen others, because even the saying says, an iron sharpens iron. You steer one another unto, the Bible says, good works and the works of righteousness unto the glorification of God. And don't buy faces. It doesn't matter what people says. Just turn to the Most High God and serve the Most High God. And I rebuke and bind the powers of darkness that are seeking to hinder, steal, kill, and destroy our peace, our God-ordained purposes and mandates. In Jesus' name, I rebuke Satan. Why? Because Satan wants you to be stagnated and do or get lost in serving. Sometimes it's a very good ministry. Sometimes it's a very good service. And yes, sometimes you're serving, but you're not where you're supposed to be at. The anointing comes and is seen when you are in the right fiery furnace. That's when the Son of God manifests, and that's when people acknowledge God, and God wants to be acknowledged. If you are at the wrong altar or pulpit, it doesn't matter how many amens you say. It doesn't matter how well you sing and praise and worship. It doesn't matter how nice your tongue sounds. You'll remain empty and dry. Blessed be the Lord. Because there won't be any sign of change with everything that you do. Doesn't matter how large the church is. There won't be. And I bless the Lord, because today we can see the wrong signs and wonders. People are able to perceive and know wrong testimonies, wrong lies. I bless you, God. Why? He said, it shall all be revealed. The tricks of the enemy are now exposed. Why? We are right in the end. Even children know when it's a fake one. Blessed be the Lord. And they laugh. Sometimes they love it, because they love listening at these things. But they laugh and they speak about it. Children, yes, they mock. And I bless you, Lord, for that. And so when you are true, or truly seeking God, and did I say you have not arrived? You are work in progress. We are all work in progress. It doesn't mean that we have arrived. We're seeking to be called, well done, faithful servant. Enter into the eternal blessing of the Most High God. Why? Because you've used the gift in you. What is in you that you're not using? I pray to God that you really fight to locate that. And if you sold your soul, if you're still living, I pray to God that you turn to God. And may you be convicted of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And turn, I rebuke that spirit that's withholding you from the blessing of God. In Jesus' name, for God loves us all. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomever shall believe in him shall be saved. And the next verse, you won't like it. But whomever shall not believe is already condemned. He's already condemned. I pray to God that you get out of it, because it's not a portion of humanity, it's a portion of Satan. Don't choose that. Don't choose that. You are wiser than that. If you are made in God's creation, in likeness and image, you are wiser than that. You may be sounding good or looking good and having a congregation of well-pleasers, men-pleasers. But really, that's darkness. That's filthy and it's smelly. It smells. It's stinky. The stench is... it's not good. And so we are wise. Let's turn to God. In Jesus' name. And we want to be called, well done, faithful servant. We want to be among the five virgins that were wise. We've got lamps and the right oil with the right ingredients, and they smell good. Why? Not manufactured by men, not found in the world. Why? We're wearing white, purified by the blood of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Blessed be the Lord. The book of Galatians. Can we release judgments? Can we curse? Can we even go against people, even angels? What does the word of God say to true saints of today? I've got to warn us and warn you. You got to only be at the place where it is only God the Almighty who says do so. You can't do it. That is why Apostle Paul was qualified to do that. He was led by the Spirit. And I'm going to qualify that as I read the book of Galatians further. Last week we stopped at verse 16. I'm going to read that. Galatians chapter 1 from verse 16. It reads as follows. And to we our destination is verse 24, which is the end of this chapter 1, and it reads as follows. And I'm going to start at verse 15 because it will give a better meaning to the sentence from verse 16. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter, and abode with him 15 days. But other apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God, I lie not. I like that. I lie not. Afterwards, I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea, which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he which used to persecute us is now preacher of the faith which he once destroyed, and they glorified God in me. Few things I want to highlight, and that's the end of the chapter. Few things I want to highlight in this chapter. It is that he says from verse 16, when he was called, he immediately conferred not with flesh and blood. You will be tested. You'll be told that you are standing alone. You cannot congregate where God has not said congregate. Sit and worship God, pray and preach and save the lost. But seek God where to congregate. He will lead you. He will let you know. And where you are led, even if there are challenges, because there will be, you will be able to stand. And if you are a prophet, I must warn you, people, because the book of Corinthians talks about these ministries fivefold. These offices have not changed. And if you are in a prophet's office, he's going to isolate you. Also, if you are an intercessor, I've got to warn you, you will be isolated. Why? An intercessor changes situation to God's way, God's wavelength, God's spirit and ways of manifestation and change. They don't please men. They don't come ever with lists of issues on the table. Because everything that happens, even in the news, God would have told them things are going to happen like that. That's why he says, don't be alarmed. These things will happen. And so, an intercessor is very much parallel to a prophet, even apostolic ministry, because their frequency with heaven is open. They don't have hindrances. Come COVID, or come any pestilence, or come any war or rumors, or come any challenge, they first say, God, what is in this? Is this in your will? And what's my position in it? They don't reason like the world. Oh, yeah. Do you see now him? Do you see now her? Oh, do you see now this nation? Oh, this and this and that. And it's all gossip and all waste of information that enters you and that corrupts and clogs up your spiritual what? Links and communication with heaven. You stay away from such. You set yourself apart. And you deliberately say, God, I'm setting myself apart. I've got to hear you. Help me hear you. Help me know what I must do now or today. And it's a one step at a time. You've not arrived. We've not arrived, none of us. But if you are a place where God has said be, even with contention, opposition, criticism, the ways of God and the plans of God shall be fulfilled and accomplished through your life. Apostle Paul says clearly here, I conferred not with any man. We know that he stayed at Barnabas' house, the one who was used to open this, his eyes that he may see after the Lord had called him and he was struck by light from heaven. And he was blind. We know that God sent Barnabas to lay hands on him, and the scales of flesh were broken. Should we say the curse of flesh? And he now went to preach. We know that he left because he was persecuted, and they were trying to kill him, and they lifted him down with the basket. They took a big basket out of the window, out of the wall where he was at. And we know now that he says, I conferred not with... Look, when you are called by God, he's not going to confer anything with men. He will surround you with people who will serve the same purpose and who would have had the same or similar experiences. And when you start speaking, you'll just agree. Whether you say yes or amen or no, you will just know that the spirit is the same. You are of the same feather, because birds of the same feather flocks together. You will know that we are congregating because God wants this. It's not because of anything. And what God says, if you make a sermon out of the Bible, and find a scripture and pray, and you didn't receive it from God, it's a different thing. You want people to approve that. But if God says, go and tell so-and-so this and this, like he did to the prophet Samuel, you need... Look, he was alone. Look, he was alone. And look, he heard from God, anoint King Saul. Anoint Saul to be king. Anoint David to be king. Tell Saul this. Tell the prophet Nathan as well. So I'm trying to say, if you are an intercessor, I'm not talking about every Christian must pray, every believer. And then there are prayer warriors. There are different levels even different kinds of prayers. But if you are an intercessor, that clock is heavy. It's like a prophet. It's very prophetic because when you finish praying, there's always declarations. Why? Because you did not pray to satisfy your flesh. You were pleasing or you were fulfilling that which God says. God will put you in a place, you birth, you pray, you intercede, and then you proclaim certain things. And sometimes you're so happy, you see the things happen. When you go to other people, you want them to confirm them who are true Christians. They won't. They won't applaud you. And don't seek that. And it will happen many, many times. And after many, many months, many, many tries, you will know that. Okay, God, you gave me this. I've got to fulfill it. It's your mandate because it comes from you. It's not from me. And I do not need to confer with flesh and blood. Because I'm not saving blood. I'm saving your purposes. And however, in corporate ministry, when he says, go and serve there, he will give you peoples and you will submit to that which he tells you, God will tell you, and he will make it possible that you are able to serve in the peoples where you're at. And you have to communicate that with the leader whom God has given that mandate. As in, it is a ministry. He called somebody, there's a person he must have anointed and said, start me a church or start me an evangelical group or start me an intercession group or start me a prophetic or this and this and that. And when you are there, when God deals with you, you speak word, communicate to the person who carries the mandate. And whether they agree with you or not, be humble and gentle and seek God's ways. God, okay, I've communicated what you wanted me to. What now? Paul was doing this to the Galatians in this chapter that we were reading, communicating to the peoples, the churches that God had mandated to start. And he was telling them, and I think verse 1 and 2 of this book of Galatians, of chapter 2, shall even confirm what I'm saying. Because at verse 24 of chapter 1, he said, and they glorified God in me. And verse 1 of chapter 2 says, then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and to Titus with me also. And I went up by revelation. Can you see it's a leading? I went up by revelation and communicated unto them the gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. Blessed be the Lord for that reading. He didn't go to Jerusalem. He didn't even speak to the apostles. He didn't even speak or seek their approval. He just went and preached. But after 14 years, God led him now to go and meet everybody else. Can you see that? You are running the race on your own. Seek to please God. As long as God is speaking to you and leading and guiding you, seek to do that which he says. Communicate. If you are in a ministry, communicate that to the one who is in that particular ministry. There's a leadership. If you are a leader, have people that you confer things together and pray things together through. And I do believe that God wants us to advance, and there are limitations, and those limitations are in our trying to please flesh and blood. We're not trying to please flesh and blood. And if you reject it, it's not because God hates you. It's not because the people hate you. It's the devil. He doesn't want the ways of God prospering. Be blessed until we meet again. From me, Esther, right here on Radio Pulpit, your companion in a search for meaning.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Sounds of Life.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.